Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big time NFL kick from 52 for the lead. Right down the middle, Borgalis nails it. And the Patriots take the lead with 15 seconds remaining.
Yep, that happened last night. The Patriots walk up into Buffalo in what could be the last Sunday night football game in the history of that stadium. They did the cute whiteout thing, which doesn't seem to be working anymore. And they lose. Or the Patriots won, depending on how you want to look at it. The Steelers already have a victory on the road, I believe it is, against the New England Patriots, which has aged well. I think that's going to matter big time, potentially, in tiebreakers at the end of the season if the Steelers don't win the AFC North. And the Bills, they struggled relative to their expectations with the Saints. They played the Dolphins, and it was closer than the experts thought it would be. And if I were to pick a team to come out of the AFC and represent the conference in the Super Bowl, it still would be Buffalo, but let's not pretend like they've bathed themselves in glory. In fact, I think the team that's looked the best in the AFC so far, Doran, is the Indianapolis Colts and Daniel Indiana Jones.
Yes.
They're playing the best football. They're 4-0 in the conference. They're 4-1 overall. Apart from the way Indy has played, is there another team that's played better football than the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC? 412-928-9370. I'm not saying the Steelers have played better football, but is there a team that's definitively playing better football than them other than Indianapolis? I think you can make the argument, no.
Maybe, and if you just throw the records out, maybe the Denver Broncos.
Sure.
Like, better football. Yes, maybe the Broncos. Maybe the Chargers.
I'm not feeling it with the Chargers anymore. I think they're exactly what they were last year. And maybe the Steelers are, too. The Steelers have a lot of different pieces than they did last season. They're trying to play more through Justin Herbert, who has more interceptions now than he did all of last season. He's still a really good football player. I do agree with you on Denver. I think they're pretty good. And I think that they can take that on the road, like we just saw in Philadelphia. They can win anywhere in the NFL. That four-man pass rush is as good as any in the sport. They had 70 sacks last year. They're going to be right up there again. They're scheduled pretty easy the next 3 weeks. They take on the Jets, the Giants, and Dallas. So we might be looking up a month from now going, oh boy, the Broncos are legit. But the Steelers, look, their only loss is against, I think, a good Seattle team in sort of a fluky end-of-game situation there. You beat New England, that's a quality win. I think beating the Vikings is a quality win. And, okay, they weren't all that impressive against the Jets. It's week one. Do we really have to keep killing them for beating a bad team by 2 points?
Mm-hmm.
No, you just find a way to win.
Right. We'd be crushing them if they lost that game.
Exactly. I don't worry about style points in September. I know you don't worry about style points in September. Now, these next couple of games, would it be nice to see them blow a team out of the water and not play with your food and not have to win a one-score game? Of course, and as the season moves on, I think style points matter more and more. But September is all about surviving and advancing. Can you make your season in September? I don't think so. Can you break your season in September? I don't know. Why don't we ask Baltimore? Why don't we ask Cincinnati? Houston's digging themselves out of a hole. They had a huge win yesterday. They're still 10th in the conference. You can see your season crater in September if these one-score games, when no one's playing their best football, go the other way. And I know the Steelers have a negative two-point differential, and that generally means that you're playing with fire. Again, September.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that they're doing that they didn't do last year, and the one that I always bring up is their scoring points in the first quarter. They're scoring a touchdown per first quarter before this weekend's games. That was good for seventh in the NFL, and the one you bring up all the time. They're good in the red zone.
Red zone, yep.
Why are they going to all of a sudden stop being good in the red zone? Is Aaron Rodgers going to stop throwing touchdown passes? I don't think so. So apart from Indy, I think you throw a blanket over the other contenders in the AFC the way they're playing right now. I think New England probably deserves mention too because they did just knock off the Kings in Buffalo. And we haven't even mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs, who will take on Jacksonville tonight. The winner of that game is going to feel pretty good.
Yeah, and I don't know about that game. I have no feel for that game tonight.
If you're a Steelers fan and you would want to call up and say, I'll take Jacksonville over Pittsburgh, I don't think you can, and here's why. They're winning exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville has turned it over a little bit, but they've forced more turnovers than any team in football. So they're winning the turnover differential battle, just like the Steelers have so far and just like the Steelers had for the last 5 years. But you look around the AFC, man. It's wide stankin' open.
It sure is.
I'd still, at the end of the day, pick Buffalo. I'll tell you what. If they don't find a way this year to play for a Super Bowl with Josh Allen, because he's still playing great, I don't know that they're going to do it. Like Kansas City, I don't want to totally write them off. They could be 3-2 after tonight with a quality AFC road victory. But I don't look at them and think that they're the Kansas City Chiefs we've seen the last few years. It doesn't mean they're not going to make the playoffs. Doesn't mean they can't be a contender, but I don't think they're as good as they have been. I'm looking around the AFC and no one scares me.
Mm-mm.
And if you're the Steelers, you got Indianapolis coming to you later in the season. We know that Tomlin has struggled with Shane Steichen.
I just don't know what makes Indianapolis so good. I can't figure it out.
They've been doing everything.
Like, it's not like they have like that one guy or two guys. I mean, not like Daniel Jones is lighting the world on fire. But he is. But, you know, he's not like that type of player. I can't figure them out. And they're clearly a good – maybe they're just a good football team, like, together.
Top to bottom.
Yeah, they're just a good team.
I think they come back down to earth, too. They might be the playoff team from that division. But I don't think they're as good as they've been. Hey, maybe I'm wrong. We see a quarterback come out of nowhere. We saw it last year. With
Darnold.
Sam Darnold, who was really good yesterday until he wasn't. We saw it with Geno Smith, who's no longer any good.
Baker.
We've seen it with Baker Mayfield. Now, Indianapolis, same thing. Like, you're not seeing Daniel Jones turn the football over a lot. Early in the season, that's how you win games. Are you looking around the AFC and thinking, the Steelers are definitely a cut below a lot of these contenders, 412-928-9370. Right now, I'm not. And we finally saw the Steelers' defense come to life the last couple of weeks. Let's go to Jim in New Kent. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, guys?
What up?
Two questions. One has to do with football, and one has to do with breakfast.
Okay.
Which one do you want first?
Hit us with the breakfast take.
All right, well, I'm on the way home from work after a midnight shift. Should I go to Wendy's or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Harry, are either sponsors?
Not currently.
All right, but just to be safe, I'll say Wendy's.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll go with Crowley on that one. All right.
You had
anyway,
your mind made up.
Do you think Rodgers, as the quarterback, could be the kryptonite to the Tomlin loss? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jim.
It is. Really good question. Probably.
What I've liked
at what you said in the beginning of the show, or what a caller said, like, Rodgers is going to hide some of those things. And I think that'll hide some of the mistakes from Mike Tomlin.
I think Aaron Rodgers has provided a level of consistency at the quarterback position, the likes of which we hadn't seen since like 2018, Ben. Like even the game against Seattle, where statistically it was unimpressive and he threw one ghastly pick and then one that wasn't his fault, I still thought he played overall well enough to win. It kind of reminds me, and I'm not going full on here because Sidney Crosby's still a top five player in the sport, but more often than not, Sid's bad games, he still doesn't hurt you. I think that's what you get from Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
There's this level of, okay, even if I'm not playing my best football, I'm still going to get you into the right plays.
Yeah.
I'm still going to get the ball out of my hand
it's
quick.
It's been clean.
It's been clean. And when the Steelers have lost these games through the years, a lot of it has to do with turnovers and stuff like that. That's a good call. 412-928-9370. Are there any AFC teams that you look at right now and say they're definitively better than the Pittsburgh Steelers? I guess you and I are saying Indianapolis by default because they're just, when they win, they win by 100. Anybody else? 412-928-9370. We'd love to talk this out with you on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You could text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I blew off a tease at the end of the last hour. I said there's a former Steeler doing work. That's George Pickens. George Pickens is 13th in the NFL in receiving yards, second in the NFL with 5 touchdowns.
Mm.
Woo! Now, there's been no CeeDee Lamb. I'm interested to see how that works whenever CeeDee comes back because he'll become the number 2 wide receiver. It might actually help him.
Yeah, I think it'd be better.
But I don't have revisionist history on it. I'm not going to go back and say that I missed the guy. I saw Tim Benz respond to a tweet. It was a media narrative that drove him out of town. No, it wasn't. Your favorite team traded him. He's a good player. There's no question about that. He put up great stats with bad quarterback play here in Pittsburgh. He is a very good football player. They don't have a number 2 wide receiver. They moved on from him. They don't get everything right. I think they got that one right. That's not a narrative-driven forcing a guy out of town. That was they couldn't win with the guy in their mind. So they moved on from him. Same thing with Deontay. Now, Pickens is a better player, more talented, but you can't win with guys like that in their mind.
Mm-mm.
So it's not us. We didn't do it. In fact, you and I wrestled over it at the time. They clearly didn't want the guy at a position where they could use help.
Yes.
So that tells you everything you need to know about the teammate, the player that they had. He was late on a game at Christmas whenever he was coming back from an injury, for God's sakes. So enjoy him from afar. You're 3-1. I ain't crying about it. I'm not.
It would be nice to have him.
It
would, on the field.
It wouldn't hurt to have him on the field. I don't know how he and Rodgers would have coalesced because Rodgers is such a precision guy.
He might have made him better.
He probably would have made him better, but
I
do think Rodgers pulls his hair out.
How's him and Dak?
Oh, Dak's an improvisational guy. That's why I wanted him.
Yeah.
There might not be a quarterback in the end. There's a small list of quarterbacks out playing Dak right now. Josh Allen. Maybe Baker Mayfield.
He's something. Sam Darnold, too, though.
Sam Darnold was great until he wasn't. And I don't know that that interception was really on him. I think he was trying to throw it away and it hit off a helmet.
Hit off a helmet, yeah.
Yeah. Now, he did almost throw one that was picked off on the goal line, but he was like 32 of 35 at the point where he threw the game-losing pick. Yeah. Baker's touchdown to tie the thing was, I mean, it was bonkers. Bonkers. 412-928-9370. The question we asked, though, are there any teams in the AFC right now that you go, oh, that team's definitely better than the Steelers? Doran and I said Indy. Other people are writing in Denver. Denver, really impressive. You go knock off the champs on the road, that counts for some style points. That being said, they lost to Indianapolis, and they also lost to the Chargers, and the Chargers have kind of come back down to earth. You can make the argument for any of these teams being better than the Steelers, but you can also, make an argument that the Steelers have been better through 4 weeks, which is a nice place to be. And you grade on a curve, and it's all relative. The AFC not as good as I thought it would be, and the AFC North is a pile of white doggy doo-doo.
Mm.
You ever see them white dog turds?
No, I've only seen it in Step Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it in real life.
They sit out there, they bake in the sun a little bit.
They turn white.
Mm-hmm. Matt, North Carolina, to get us to stop talking about white doggy doo-doo. Hello, Matt.
I like hitting those with my golf clubs. My irons. Those are amazing in the backyard. Instead of picking it up, I just sling them out there with a 9-iron right into the woods. Amazing.
I love it.
They somewhat resemble a golf ball, too, which is great. You know, when they turn white, they desiccate. It's perfect. Anyway, I think the Chiefs could be, maybe not definitely, but I feel like they're trending upwards. And I say that because, you know, it's the loss of the Eagles. 20-17, I think, right? So mm-hmm. Played a pretty good team very well. They beat the Chargers and Chargers, I feel like, are really good on both sides of the ball for the most part. So they played them pretty well. And I think that once you saw them against the Ravens, it's like, okay, here we go. Here's the Chiefs again. I mean, firing on all cylinders on offense. Defense was pretty solid. So I think after tonight, once they thump the Jaguars, which I think is going to happen, I don't know what the line is in that, but I would think that that team has to be up there in contention for discussion.
Yeah, too. And you know what, Matt? Thank you for the call and talking about Doggy Doo-Doo. They get a benefit of the doubt that the Steelers don't get. You know, the Steelers, they started well last year. They started real well last year and fell on their face. Last year, the Chiefs, oh, they're dead in the water. Oh, they're not that good. They wound up going to the Super Bowl. Now they got their butts whooped, so what? They went to the Super Bowl, and they won 15 games. And they went, 10-0 or something in one-score games. So, yeah, they get the benefit of the doubt in a way the Steelers are not going to. Have they been more impressive than Pittsburgh through four games, though? I would say no.
No.
And Baltimore seems to be the get-right game for everybody right now. Matt was saying that, they were clicking on all cylinders offensively, and they were, but Houston is the worst offense in the league. They just put 40 up on the road against the Ravens. So the Chiefs merely did what they were supposed to do. They took care of business against a bad opponent because the Ravens are bad. Texter, are we pretending like Penn State didn't happen? I know that you want to talk about the NFL, but we have to laugh at Penn State. Oh, we will.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We sure will.
Oh, we'll break that all down.
We sure will.
8 o'clock, we'll get into Penn State. We'll get into Pitt because there's a reason for optimism. Maybe multiple reasons for optimism if you're a Pitt fan in a huge game coming up this weekend against Florida State. What's Penn State got on their schedule this week? Are they off? I haven't even looked. I was just...
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I didn't look either. I just
Penn State just... football schedule. A little Google action here. They got Northwestern. That's right.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's right. James Franklin, yesterday put out beat Northwestern?
Yeah. We go 1-0 this week, Doran. From unrivaled to unranked, I saw a Donnie football tweet. They have yet to beat a Power 4 team, Doran.
That's correct.
Pitt did. Pitt beat a Power 4 team. West Virginia's beat a Power 4 team. You know who else has not beat a Power 4 team? Texas.
That is correct.
A lot of people had Texas and Penn State meeting in the national championship. Now they're going to meet in the Outback Bowl or something. You hate to see it. You hate to see bad things happen to good people like James Franklin. Such a humble man. I guess we did talk about Penn
State. A little
bit. We'll get more into them coming up. At 8 o'clock. Coming up next, two clips from Fox. One from the greatest quarterback who has ever played, talking about the Steelers quarterback, and the other Well, it'll have you laughing so hard you spit out your coffee. That is a Crowley guarantee.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think at that age, there's so many other factors that come into play about how to be a great quarterback. And, you know, we all want to talk about what happens in the offseason with him. What we know about him on the field is he's a surgical passer. He's got a killer instinct. He's hyper-competitive. And I think he's brought all those things to Pittsburgh.
Tom Brady, who moonlights between being a part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders and an analyst on Fox, and I would argue isn't great at either one of them. Given the state of the Las Vegas Raiders right now, my God.
You don't like Brady as a broadcaster?
No, I don't. I like him more in the studio role that we just heard him in there.
Yeah.
And yep. I think he's done some stuff like documentary-wise. You and I have talked about this before where he's been really good. I just don't know that the game broadcast is him at his best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, because you would figure it would translate. Maybe he's not comfortable doing it.
Sometimes the short amount of expressing your football knowledge and football acumen is better than the elongated version.
Yeah.
You know, whenever, like, I like personally like doing pregame shows because I can get it all in, bang, boom, 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 and then get out, and then the game is played. I can get you hyped up and tell you what you need to know without having to explain it throughout of a whole process of a game and then in and out every single play, every single series.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does. It makes a ton of sense. Like Peyton Manning, when he does the Manning cast, he got time.
Right.
You can talk about whatever the hell you want, however the hell you want to talk about it. You can have the guest that you want to have on, and you can just ooze your football knowledge. If you're Brady and you're a color commentary guy, you got to squeeze it in to like 15 seconds of analysis. And that is absolutely a different skill set. To the point of the comment, Brady really impressed with what he's seen out of Aaron Rodgers so far. And I think, okay, you played a quarter-ish of the season. I think the Steelers absolutely made the right call, a quarterback. It's not just about what Rodgers has done, and I think he's been very good. I don't care what Pro Football Focus says. Justin Fields is 0-5. I don't think he was the reason they lost yesterday. The Jets have a lot of problems, and they are all great. Russell Wilson got benched. People were talking about Jackson Dart yesterday, and then he completely imploded. He threw two picks. They turned the ball over on five consecutive drives, did the Giants, against a not-good football team. And then Sam Darnold's been pretty good, but do you want to tie up 30-some-odd million dollars in Sam Darnold? I don't think so. He was great yesterday until the end of the game, and you know what happened on back-to-back series? He was seeing ghosts again. So you could have had any of those guys, or you could have had Aaron Rodgers. Rubber stamp this sucker, dude. They made the right call. For the price? You kidding me? Now, look, Jackson Dart may well wind up being a great player in the NFL. He was really good week 1 and 1. I thought there were some nice moments in week 2, but more bad than good. It's a 2-game sample size. I have no idea if he's going to wind up being a great player in the NFL. But I'm okay with the logic of we'll skip quarterback draft last year. We'll give ourselves a chance to win with Rodgers. We'll see what the draft looks like next year. If the draft is as bad as it looks right now, because like I ain't taking Drew Aller, just to name one again. Maybe Rodgers comes back for next year. Would anybody say no to that right now? I wouldn't. If he stays healthy, come on. So I think, that's real quick, you look at all these quarterbacks in the NFL that you could have had, the one you do have, I think he's playing the best ball out of any of them.
Yep, so far.
And I know Bengals fans are asking for them to trade for Russell Wilson. Let me tell you something. Russell Wilson behind that offensive line, please do it. Please do it. That guy's going to get sacked 10 times a game. I don't think Browning's been good. In fact, far from it. But he knows the offense.
Exactly. Russell Wilson wouldn't be able to come in and pick up the offense that quick to go and be in any what of effective in the way that he likes to hold on to the ball. It's a recipe of for disaster. There's no way I think that the Bengals trade for him.
He'd hit some big plays to those great wide receivers they have. He would also get sacked a million times.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't make it through the season, man. That offensive line's as bad as there is in the NFL. So that was Brady on Rodgers. How about Rob Gronkowski? Emeka Abuka from Ohio State playing with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield might win the MVP, and Emeka Abuka would be a huge reason why. They're banged up at wide receiver. That guy's been a stud. Rob Gronkowski on the young Ohio State Buckeye.
You got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Egbigbu, going for over 100 yards. Emeka Abuka. I'm getting confused.
There you go.
What do you mean you get confused?
I saw that live and I screamed laughing. Oh my goodness, that was so funny. Only he can make that mistake and everybody laugh. He's Charles Barkley of the NFL. Like, a big boo.
Somebody forgot to plug him in overnight.
Like, the funny thing about it was he was like, oh, I was getting confused. Confused with who and what? Like,
confused by having to speak English.
Emeka Egbigbu. Go. Emeka Egbigbu. Emeka Egbigbu. Go.
He didn't even say his first name right.
He went 0 for 2.
Emeka Egbigbu, going for over.
He was dead serious too.
Oh, he was hardcore serious in his analysis.
Yep.
He had the teleprompter in front of him. He's all locked in. And in Gronk fashion, this is what comes out.
Emeka Egbigbu.
That reminds me, John Travolta. He was up there at the Oscars or one of those big award shows talking about Idina Menzel. And he called her Adele Dazeem. Like, you can't screw it up any worse.
Oh, man.
Emeka Egbigbu, going for over 100 yards. Emeka Abuka. I'm getting confused.
There you go. I'm getting confused.
Did he even get it right the second time?
Emeka Abuka.
Emeka.
All right, one more time. It's too good.
Emeka Egbigbu. Emeka Egbigbu.
Oh, jeez.
Would you have rather the Steelers drafted Jackson Dart or signed Aaron Rodgers?
Emeka Egbigbu.
Sounds like baby talk.
Emeka Egbigbu.
All right, that's enough. That's enough, Doran. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up in 10 minutes, Pitt victorious, Penn State, in my personal record book, lost by 30.5 points.
Uh-huh.
And James Franklin was making excuses out of his backside. We'll get into all that. Who had a worse weekend, James Franklin or Mark Sanchez?
Oof.
Probably the guy who got arrested.
Yeah, what kind of question is that?
Yeah. More than arrested.
Stabbed and arrested.
Yep.
Stabbed, goes to the hospital, gets all fixed up. Now, as I understand it, I saw a story from last night in jail.
Yep.
He's going to get fired.
Yep.
Because you can't be out on the town the night before a game that you're supposed to call and assault a delivery driver and then get arrested. That cannot happen.
Stabbed.
And then he got stabbed, yeah. That's a tough one.
That is very, very tough.
He's okay, though, right?
I believe so.
Okay. So we can make the joke that...
No. Don't.
But the Raiders and Mark Sanchez both got diced up by Indy? I mean, I can't make that joke. He's fine. If he wasn't fine, we couldn't laugh about it.
I don't know if you can say that.
Oh, did.
So maybe...
Said it.
I thought about hitting the dump button.
Own it. Stand by it.
You can't... No, you can't say that. It's too late for the dump button, but you can't say that. Don't do it again.
Well, then, by all means, keep drawing attention to it. Also, Kyler Murray had a bad weekend. I have, in all my years watching football, not found it funnier to see a team implode than the way the Cardinals imploded yesterday against the winless Tennessee Titans. There was a play where Kyler Murray didn't know that the ball was going to get snapped, and it got snapped off his helmet. You're telling me he then had to go into the blue tent.
Well, I think they took him to the locker room, yeah, to get checked out.
The ball hits him in the face mask, and he fell backwards like he got punched in the head like Mike Tyson.
Yep.
So that was hilarious. You had a running back for the Cardinals when they were up big, take like a 70-yard touchdown to the house, except in his celebration, in his lackadaisical ways, drop the ball at the goal line, and then it wound up being a touchback. If he scores, their game's over, they win.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Cam Ward driving down the field, throws a red zone interception that is subsequently fumbled by an Arizona Cardinals defender, kicked into the end zone, and recovered for a touchdown. I have never seen a team steal defeat from the jaws of victory the way that we saw the Arizona Cardinals steal a defeat from the jaws of victory yesterday. It was, I couldn't stop laughing watching the game on
terrible.
Red zone.
Terrible.
So those are the biggest losers from the weekend. I think if we were power ranking them, we would probably go Mark Sanchez, biggest loser. Sizable gap, James Franklin. Sizable gap, Arizona Cardinals.
Arch is in there somewhere.
Oh, boy, did he stink it up again.
He's in there somewhere.
Yeah, those would probably be the four, right?
Yep.
Man, Arch Manning's no good.
What about the Ravens? They're in there somewhere. I mean, if you want to go five.
We could go five. Should we do this every Monday?
Yeah, we should. Biggest losers.
Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We should do that every single Monday. The five biggest losers of the weekend. So we're going Mark Sanchez.
Oh, I got a good one, too. New York City. Yankees.
Oh.
Jets. Giants.
Did you see the Vlad Guerrero Jr. Grand Slam? That was the most violent home run we've seen since Jose Bautista did the same thing in the same building. That thing was tatered. That plate, I don't know anybody's beating him there. That place is raucous. You got all 38 million people in Canada rooting for them Blue Jays. That place is wild. So what, we got Mark Sanchez, gap. James Franklin, probably a gap. Arizona Cardinals. Arch Manning, he might be higher. Baltimore Ravens.
New York City.
And New York City. Our top six biggest losers. Anybody to add, Harry?
No, I'm just sad about the Yankees. That's tough.
Oh, yeah, good point. I forgot that you are a Yankees fan. Coming up next, we'll talk about that big loser, James Franklin. Someone texted in at 412-928-9370 and said it's big loser energy that you only talk about Penn State when they lose. Well, they're 2.5 hours away. They're a national story right now.
We talked about Drew Aller in a nice light a lot.
You wanted the Steelers to draft him.
Right. So I don't know what they're talking about.
They're a national story because of their ineptitude.
There's no doubt.
That might be the worst loss in program history. So yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Pitt's win and what they might have found in their freshman quarterback coming up. As well. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, hot one. High at 82, low of 56, clear skies. I don't know how to dress. It's cold in the morning, it's hot in the afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.